that penalty that brought back the touchdown change the direction of the offense and how you played?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. You know, anytime you have a big play like that, it's frustrating to get called back on a penalty like that. But, you know, I think the biggest thing with us is we have so many little mistakes that every week, you know, even when we win games, we have so many mistakes that just keep hurting us, you know, and we're leaving big plays out there, we're leaving scores out there, you know, and they're just simple things that we got to detail our work. You know, it's frustrating and we got to go back and learn from it.
Did you notice on that play where nothing's lined up?
It looked pretty close. You know, obviously the other two receivers were lined up behind him off the ball. So from my vantage point, I didn't really notice anything.
How do you think you and also the offensive line handled everything on the road?
Yeah, I thought the communication was pretty solid. You know, I think Kelsey did a great job communicating with me back there and making the right calls. Again, I got to go back and watch the tape, see what we missed. I know we missed some things. But, you know, I thought the communication I thought was pretty good.
When Nelson drops the pass on the next series,
you know, when that happens, you know, it's tough, but you move on. You know, obviously, anytime you leave plays out there, it's frustrating, but, you know, I'm coming right back to him the next play. You know, it's something we have not lost confidence in him. I have not lost confidence in him. We just got to keep encouraging him. And, you know, he works his tail off. You know, a lot of things that he does, you guys don't see. You know, after practice, before practice, you know, he wants to be great. You know, he's working his tail off. So, you know, we're just going to keep working with it.
10 plus weeks into the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said earlier, the little mistakes that we make, whether it be, you know, mental mistakes from where we're lining up, you know, the physical mistakes, holding turnovers, drop passes, you name it. There's a lot of things. Decision making for myself, you know, we all got to be better. You know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's a game of football. You know, there are going to be mistakes, but we got to learn from them. You know, it's tough. And even, like I said, even in some of our wins, we have so many mistakes that just keep creeping up on us that we got to get cleaned up.
Do you still have confidence in your receivers in general?
Absolutely. You know, I think down the stretch there, I think they all made some really good plays. And I see them in practice. You know, I'm throwing to them every day. I see what they can do. I know that they can get open. I know they can make plays. Drops happen. Mistakes happen. And I just got to keep encouraging those guys and keep working with them.
Did you and Bryce discuss what happened on that interception?
Not really. I just forced it. You know, we called a shot. It wasn't there. I should have just checked it down.
Marcus, this is a really tough place to play, obviously. Most people have been here in winning games. But are these road losses that are coming up, does it become a mental thing at some point? Because you guys are winning and playing really well at home.
I know for me it doesn't. You know, I know we come in every week, no matter where we're playing, at home, on the road, it doesn't matter. You know, we come in confident, we come in ready to go. It's just kind of the way it's worked out.
When you say learn from this experience, Seahawks are obviously a team you want to be and get to that level. What have you learned from this game?
I think we'll just have to go back and watch the tape, first of all. But the biggest thing, you know, and we keep saying it every week, is learning from these mistakes, you know, the physical mistakes, the mental mistakes. And we really got to just – we got to go back to the drawing board on some of those things and just detail our work. That's what I'm going to keep saying. That's going to probably be a big emphasis for us, is just be detailed, you know, mentally, physically, and we'll get back on the right track.
In the second half,
It was tough. I think Sproles with just, you know, he creates mismatches in the passing game. Ryan Matthews, obviously, he's been running great the last few weeks. Today he started off, you know, really strong. But Wendell and Kenyon, you know, we have a lot of confidence. I think that's one position we have a lot of depth at. So I think those guys stepped up big.
This is a tough loss. How the flight back is very long.
Yeah.
How much will this sit with you guys? I mean, this was a really big game.
Yeah, obviously it'll eat at us a little bit. It's frustrating, and yeah, we have a long flight, so that's not going to be a fun one. But like I said, we got to learn from it. I guarantee most guys will have the tape watched before we get back. You know, everyone wants to learn from it and get back to the drawing board.
So you went right back to Nelson after the penalty, and you guys have done that a few times this year, going right back to a guy after he makes a mistake. When it works, it can be really good for their confidence. But can it go the opposite way when you give them that chance again and it doesn't work out?
Hard to say. You know, like I said, it's the game of football. You know, mistakes are going to happen. We just got to stay together. You know, people might, you know, start getting on guys and this and that, but we stay together. You know, we're not too worried about those mistakes. We're just going to just learn from them and, you know, try not to make them again. But at the same time, no one's perfect. You know, it's football, and But yeah, I don't lose confidence in those guys.
A moment ago, you said this loss eats at you. What's going to eat at you most? What's going to stand out?
I think just the mistakes. You know, some of the mistakes we made. You know, Seattle played. You know, first of all, they played a great football game. You know, they're a really good team. That defense made it tough for us. You know, they sure did. The fans were loud. It was a great environment out there today. But I think just some of these things that these mistakes that for me. They're just eating away just because they're every week. Like I said, even when we win, they're just things we got to clean up, and it starts with me.
Thanks,
everybody.